This is Business Beat. Welcome. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Now that it's Thanksgiving, the eating season has begun. Coming up, we'll take a look at how the U.S. helps feed the world. But first, let's take a look in our own backyard. The local food pantries, food banks, shelters, and soup kitchens have picked up in business. KBIA's Ben Mankin reports that volunteerism and donations are up this year.
Much like its shopping malls, business around the food bank for central and northeast Missouri picks up during the holidays. Food bank spokesperson Rachel Ellersick says hunger is a year-round problem, but there is a slight increase during the holiday season. She says volunteering, however, picks up at this time, something she credits to the simple fact that people want to help people in need during this season.
We would definitely say that November and December are our busy periods as far as people wanting to volunteer, people wanting to do food drives, people wanting to do fundraisers, all of which we are extremely grateful for.
The Salvation Army has food pantries as well as shelters with soup kitchens set up in central Missouri that distribute food to people individually, whereas the food bank distributes mass amounts of food to 135 partner agencies in 32 counties. Salvation Army spokesperson Major Richard Trimmel says Salvation Army food pantries and shelters receive a good amount of food from the food bank, but also from group and individual donations. He says their food pantries are of particular importance during the holiday season.
Holiday seasons in particular are very family-oriented, and so for the pantry, in particular, people during the holidays, I think they like to have a meal at home. So it's important that we be able to provide those types of things.
Trimmel also says the holiday season is a good socialization time, and more people go into the shelter to eat. Ellersick says the food bank hopes to collect enough food and funds to provide 15 million meals for partner agencies such as the Salvation Army food pantries and shelters, and people in need through November and December alone. Ben Mankin, KBIA News.
Now we take the big jump from feeding our neighbors to feeding the world. The U.S. is the world's leading corn producer and exporter, meeting a demand driven by the growing middle class in China, India, and other countries where people want to eat more meat. Those countries import livestock feed made from Midwestern grain. But as Amy Mayer reports for Harvest Public Media, when it comes to feeding the world, corn alone won't cut it.
It's the holiday season, so you'll probably soon be hearing this 1980s pop song, which accompanied hunger relief efforts. The United States has a history of food aid, and Midwest grain certainly has its role. But sending corn, soybeans, and other food abroad is just part of the equation when it comes to figuring out how we'll feed the 9 billion people projected to be on the Earth in 2050. World Food Prize laureate and former international aid worker Catherine Bertini applauds bipartisan efforts that have refocused American food policy on farming. She spoke recently at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
The administration now, for the first time in a long time, decided, yes, it's a good idea to put more effort into agriculture development.
That means helping all farmers succeed, not just distributing food to the hungry. Governments, nonprofits, and private businesses all have a place in the effort. Seed companies, for example, are developing technologies specific to regions all over the globe. Mike Vandelaar, the chief operating officer of Winfield, a Land O'Lakes subsidiary, says advances in seed technology can have global impact, and the biggest players know to innovate locally, wherever that is.
Generally, the most productive genetics are the ones that are developed within the area where the plant breeding has been done.
If your target market is China, he says, set up a lab there. And eventually, the technology will help Chinese farmers increase yield. Bertini says the U.S. government's Feed the Future program, a commitment to help ensure the world has enough to eat, emphasizes local food production. In places where people are hungry, the program supports small farming efforts because those have a ripple effect.
The World Bank says that agricultural productivity is 2 to 4 times as effective as any other productivity in alleviating poverty.
Today, the world's growing population relies on a combination of international trade, food aid from the rich countries to the poor as needed, and increased local production.
Now I have two high tunnels, and we use One of them for tomatoes, and then the other one for
cucumbers. We need to produce as much to feed the world as we can, but also people like to eat local, locally grown foods too. So there's a case for both sides of agriculture.
That's Boone County, Iowa farmer Greg Reinhart. This greenhouse-like high tunnel extends the growing season for some of the vegetables and fruit his family grows on 100 acres and sells at farmers markets. But on 700 acres, they grow traditional row crops.
Once we sell it, though, we don't actually know exactly where it's going, but we know it's not being wasted. It's being used somewhere in the food chain, whether in the United States or it's being exported to many countries in the world.
Given the rich soil and well-developed infrastructure here, Midwestern farmers are likely to continue playing an important role on the world food scene. But Iowa State University economist Bruce Babcock says the goal of domestic production around the world isn't as far off as many people seem to think.
The overwhelming supply of calories and food that is consumed in most countries comes from the country that is the consuming country.
So the persistent challenge is distribution. And even rich countries haven't figured out how to get food to everyone who needs it. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
That's it for Business Beat this week. You can head to kbia.org to check out these stories. I'm Christopher Husted. Happy Thanksgiving.